Agenda item number eight, Shirley Contracting Company.
I'm only going to do my best to speed it along.
We appreciate that.
Not only do I have the honor of representing the Lancaster and Middlesex, I also handle lovely Loudoun County and lovely busy Loudoun County, which is where this project is located. Shirley Contracting Company is requesting authorization to fill approximately 14,000 square feet, 1994 of which is temporary for construction access, of Horsepen Run, which is a tributary to the Potomac River, in association with proposed widening of the Route 606 or Loudoun County Parkway near the Dulles Greenway interchange in Loudoun County. The project is protested by the adjacent property owner. Maryland-Virginia line, Potomac River, Herndon, Reston. The project is located here just northwest of the Dulles International Airport runways. A little closer view, Horsepen Run is a small tributary to Broad Run, I believe, that then goes into the Potomac River. It's been impounded by the fill for the roadway of Old Ox Road here. Another aerial shows the outlet where Horsepen Run is piped through and under the roadway and flowing in this direction toward the Potomac River. The opposition is in this location here, Mr. Antigone. Once again, site plans of the project. The overall project is the Route 606 widening, which has lots of impact plates. The impact plates, in this case, result mostly in impacts to non-tidal wetlands outside this agency's jurisdiction, this commission's jurisdiction. But the state-owned submerged lands below the plane of ordinary high water in Horsepen Run is considered to be state-owned submerged bottom. A little bit closer view of the proposed widening. They want to widen to the north. Actually, this is north in this direction. The roadway will be widened. Therefore, they need more fill for the prism of the road bed, which will result in the filling of this area in green, which is the natural submerged bottom of Horsepen Run. These impacts here on the dam side, the lake side, are temporary for construction access. A little bit more detail, again showing temporary impacts in red or orange. There's also some temporary impacts in this location for construction access. But this whole area of green is now open water, state-owned submerged land that will be filled as a result of the widening of the road. And I'll just leave that one there for reference. Project is located eastern Loudoun County, approximately 2.5 miles north of Dulles International Airport. This is a design-build project. This differs from a VDOT project in that VDOT is not the applicant. VDOT is one of the financial partners, and they're involved with design. But unlike a VDOT project, which gets reviewed under the Virginia General Permit Number 1 of this agency, goes through an entirely different review process. Because this is not undertaken by VDOT, this is not a VDOT project. VDOT will take over the road, VDOT will help pay for the road, and VDOT has been involved in the design, is my understanding. It has to be designed to meet VDOT specifications for them to take over the roadway, upon completion. Broad Run that's being filled has a drainage area of 24 square miles in this location, therefore it's jurisdictional. Anything above a 5-square-mile drainage area in non-tidal areas, the commission has a policy of taking jurisdiction thereof. As I said, about 0.3 acres, 14,000 square feet, will result from the filling. That's state bottom that will be lost. The dam and the emergency spillway will also be improved to meet current DCR dam safety recommendations. And it's my understanding that permit approval process has been completed. if you bear with me, I want to go back to one slide here. This is the emergency spillway that once the dam gets overtopped, the roadway gets overtopped, the spillway relieves the hydraulic head coming down this location. None of that is impacting the state-owned lands under this agency's jurisdiction. Project is protested by Mr. H. Chris Antigone. He's the manager of Dulles Greenway Associates. He states the negative impacts of the project on their property are greater than they should be and have not been reasonably minimized. He further states his objection also relates to the improvement of the dam on Horse Pen Run. In subsequent conversations with Mr. Antigone, I believe, and he has representation here, it's the spillway and the fill on his property that is his primary concern. I explained to Mr. Antigone what the agency, this commission's jurisdiction is and what our permit would authorize, but he maintains his objection to the project for the permit. DEQ has issued their draft Virginia Water Protection Permit June 19th. That begins the process of going out to public hearing. I don't think that is complete, meaning their water protection permit has not been issued yet, but the draft is out there for review and comment. That permit includes 10 pages of special conditions and 6 pages of general conditions to address the environmental and water quality impacts that are under DEQ's purview. Department of Conservation and Recreation Natural Heritage indicates that Broad Run 607 Stream Conservation Unit is located within the project site and that the yellow lamp mussel is associated with the stream conservation unit. They recommend implementation and strict adherence to applicable state and local erosion and sediment controls and stormwater management laws and regulations. As I stated, DCR Dam Safety and Floodplain Management issued a dam safety alteration permit. They identify this as a high hazard dam, inventory number 10707. That permit is effective May 31 of this year through May 31 of 2017. Department of Game and Inland Fisheries indicates the project is within 2 miles of a federal threatened or endangered species, state or federal, again, the yellow lamp mussel. They recommend conducting in-stream activities during low or no-flow conditions, using cofferdams to isolate the work area to work in the dry, and blocking no more than 50% of the stream flow at any given time, and stockpiling any excavated material from the stream bed outside of the stream bed and preventing its reentry into the stream bed during construction, as well as restoration of the natural stream bed and the banks there too. Summary and recommendation, like I said, this is a design-build project. I went through all of that. Doesn't qualify for the general permit 3 this agency has. However, because it doesn't qualify for the general permit, it's like any other permit this agency issues through Habitat, which any other standard permit, requiring public interest review, contacting adjacent property owners, agencies. Why we're here today, Antigone opposes the project. Staff believes the applicant has attempted to address all environmental concerns, but due to many existing infrastructure constraints and other factors, the proposal will result in unavoidable loss of state bottom. Staff understands the concerns listed by the applicant, but believes the potential impacts to private property resulting from this project are the purview of others. The VMRC permit only authorizes impacts to the state-owned bottomlands of Horse Pen Run, in this case. The improvements to the dam are authorized by DCR. Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project, considering all the factors contained in 282.1205 of the code, staff recommends approval of the project with inclusion of our standard in-stream work conditions to address the recommendations of both DCR and DGIF in order to minimize impacts to public lands and waters downstream. Specifically, those conditions in this case are that in-stream construction activities are accomplished within cofferdams constructed of non-erodible materials in such a manner that no more than half of the flow of the waterway shall be obstructed at any point in time, again, working in the dry. The cofferdams and any excess material will be removed to upland areas upon completion of construction, and that the stream bed shall be restored to its pre-existing contours and conditions, that construction be performed during low-flow conditions to the greatest extent possible, and that the Virginia Erosion and Sediment Control Handbook, 3rd edition, 1992, will be followed throughout construction. In addition, staff is recommending that the permittee be required to execute a transfer of the permit to the Virginia Department of Transportation upon VDOT's acceptance of the structure authorized herein. VDOT will have to ensure that it meets their standards. At some point, they will accept the transfer and take over maintenance and management of the roadway. Because this is a design build, VDOT is one of the funding partners. We do not recommend a royalty in this case. This is consistent with past commission actions pursuant to the Office of the Attorney General related to public-private partnership projects, roadway projects where VDOT is a partner but is not the applicant. And I'm ready to attempt to answer any questions you may have.
Other questions from the commission? I have one. Jay, would you go over the commission's jurisdiction one last time on this?
I think it's shown best here, and then I'll follow up with the aerial I was just on. And the engineering applicant and engineering consultants can correct me if I'm wrong. This is the out, if you will, of the existing roadway. Because of the topography, all of this fill needs to be brought in to bring up the level of the land to meet the existing roadbed so the roadbed can be widened to the north. And what has been delineated in green hatch is the bed of Horse Pen Run that the Commonwealth owns, the public lands of the Commonwealth. Again, these other hatched areas will be impacted, and they are state-owned bottomlands, but these are temporary for construction access. All this fill will be removed. The permanent loss of state-owned bottom is this polygon here, which goes out somewhere in this location here.
Thank you. That helps. Any other questions from the commission? Is the applicant present or represented?
Kimberly Larkin with Newberry.
One second. Do you hereby swear the testimony you give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Please state your name again for the record.
Kimberly Larkin.
Thank you, Ms. Larkin.
I have brought with me a couple, the project engineer with Newberry, a project manager with VDOT, as well as a representative of the Metropolitan Washington Airport Authority, who actually owns the dam. The dam is on airport property. This project was a result of a lot of coordination between the Airports Authority, VDOT, Federal Highway Administration, and actually some of this project goes on to the National Oceanic NOAA property. So the project today is a two-lane roadway with 24,000 ADT, average daily traffic. It's projected to be 40,000 over the next, I'm not sure how many years, but 10, 15 years. So with this, we have to take the two-lane roadway and make it four-lane, and that's the reason for the widening of the dam itself to the downstream side. The lake above, the Horse Pen Lake, is utilized by MWAS as stormwater management facility. So it is owned by the airport, and so the impacts that we show in the lake area itself for temporary are to access the sluice gate and the water valve on the dam itself to do the dam reconstruction, to bring it up to DCR current state standards. Right now it's a high hazard dam. And in the end of this project, it won't be a high hazard dam. And the reason is the emergency spillway today, as I understand, it currently floods Route 606. And with 24,000 cars a day, vehicles a day, this is a vital commuter route in Northern Virginia. What the project will do is the emergency spillway is actually going to go under the roadway so traffic can be maintained when the project is complete. The impacts to the property downstream, that's the way we had to go. There's a gauge station there, river gauge station, that'll be relocated. You can see it. But it's a little building right there. Oh, here it is. I got it. Right there. That's going to be relocated to the side of the dam when it's all complete. The downstream applicant's property is in this area. It is, and you can't see it here, but the Dulles Greenway comes right here. So the access to the property is very limited at the produce, and he can talk to that later. I guess I was just trying to find out if y'all have any questions. I can get other representatives with VDOT or MLA up here.
Well, I think that's a fair way to see how far we need to move forward on this. Yeah. Are there questions from the commission here, Ms. Larkin? Thank you, ma'am. Is there anyone else in the audience who wishes to speak in favor of this project? Is there anybody in favor of the project? Please come forward then.
I missed a couple of slides. This is Horsepin Run, looking back at the outlet, looking toward the dam, looking south. This is looking north, the natural stream bed of Horsepin Run, photographs courtesy of the consultant. And I believe that's the gauging station building she was referencing and the head wall of the outlet.
That's
helpful.
Thank you. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Please state your name for the record, sir.
First name is Sanjeev, last name is Suri. I'm the VDOT Design Build Project Manager for this project. Like you heard before, this project is jointly funded by VDOT, MWA, and Loudoun County. And this is a very vital project for the transportation. Northern Virginia, it's a lot of traffic congestion, a lot of safety issues. So this is a very vital project for Commonwealth of Virginia and citizens. And we also have, I think you have seen probably a letter from Loudoun County in support of the project, provided earlier. And we have our MWA partner, Representative Mike Hewitt, he's there, and he will speak to the project also. My request to the commission is that this is a very vital project, and VDOT will compensate the property owner for the impacts like they will do any other 55 parcels on the project. For the greater benefit of the public, this project is very important and requesting approval.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Is there anybody else who wishes to speak in favor of this project? Is there anybody who wishes to speak in opposition to this project? Please come forward, sir.
Do we have some help loading this on drive?
Yes. Jay, I'll be happy to help you.
Line leading the blind.
That graphic up there also. That's very helpful.
I'm not sure how you can do both. I'm going to end it now.
I need to swear you gentlemen in here. You hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. Please state your names for the record.
My name is Arthur Woods.
Mr. Woods?
H. Christopher Antigone. I'm the manager of Dulles Gateway Associates and Pavlin Associates.
Terrific. Thank you. Welcome.
our companies own approximately 281 acres directly to the north of the impacted area. It's all planned for a project known as International City. This property is located what will be one metro station away from the only international airport serving the capital of the United States. We think this will be the number one destination in the Commonwealth. That's our aspiration, and we think we'll achieve it. This is a pretty simple matter. VDOT wants to fill 14,000, was it cubic yards of dirt?
Square feet.
Fine. What we say is just mitigate the impact. They're coming, what they are doing is diminishing the capacity of an existing spillway, causing the need for a second spillway, an emergency spillway. And through that, the waters will now come up through their construction within the waters of the state. They will cause waters to come onto our property that otherwise wouldn't come onto our property. And I say this because I want to establish that this body has jurisdiction. And I've looked at the Attorney General's opinion, and I think the facts I just recited give this commission jurisdiction. There is a way for them to do this work without any impact on us whatsoever. They could simply provide a spillway on the property between the body of water and our property, property owned by EMWA, which is part of the Washington Airports Authority. Instead, not only don't they do that, they will use that property to actually channel the water and turn it into our property to aggravate the impact. It's a pretty incredible thing to do. And so what we're asking of this body is to either deny the permit or to approve it with the condition that they mitigate the impact. Now, there's no question also that they can mitigate the impact. How do we know? Well, we reviewed their plan, and it was obvious after some investigation that they could accomplish what they wanted by taking less land. And we asked them to look into that. Could they turn this channel and make it tighter so that it didn't have to consume the amount of land that it was consuming? They confirmed that they can do it. They actually gave us a plan that showed that they can do it. But they said we won't do it. Why? They said it would cost more to construct and more to maintain. They didn't say how much more. Is it a dollar more? Is it $1 million? Didn't condescend to say. I don't think this body has before it enough information to make a decision as to whether what they want to do is reasonable or not. They should have provided that information. Secondly, even if it did cost more to construct and maintain, that doesn't mean the project costs more, because they ignored what the land is going to cost, our land. And we're not about to give it away. And this is land at a location where land goes at seven figures an acre. We think it's going to cost them more, and they're going to find that out only after a jury trial, but it's going to cost them more to do it their way. But there should be no need for it. It's destroying an opportunity for us. We want to do 500,000 square feet approximately right around this property.
This is the area of our property, and this is the Kenmaw property. Actually, Loudoun County proposed a parking garage for the south side of the 606 service, the 606 metro station.
It's being considered by Loudoun County for a commuter 2,000 car garage.
It's important information to have to some degree, but not for the direct matter that's directly in front of us, which is the appropriate use of this 1,400 square feet of state-owned property.
Well, Chris outlined at the beginning, by virtue of the fact of filling in the waters of the U.S. and state-owned waters in this location, reduces the capacity of the existing emergency spillway of Horse Pen Run impoundment. This
necessitating the construction of a new emergency spillway that extends up into this area and across Chris's land in this location, taking and requiring permanent drainage easements on property that he owns outside the floodplain when it's not necessary with the rezon. So by, you know, we're not opposed to the project. We think the project needs to go forward, but it needs to, the impacts, they're direct, because they're doing this filling down here, necessitates the relocation of that spillway that dumps water directly on his property that does not go there now.
If I understand this correctly, you're in effect asking the commission here to be roadway construction engineers and to redesign this road construction project.
We're asking the applicant to redesign it, not you.
They'd come up with an alternative that I can leave with the board that actually does that. And we met with them and asked them to look into possible alternatives to minimize the impact to our property. And they did that. They came up with four options, one of which, you know, basically leaves our property undisturbed. And citing that alternative wasn't pursued based on construction costs and future maintenance costs, without citing, you know, their facts and figures of how much that would be.
So they have it within their capacity. They've acknowledged it with their own designs, not to impact us the way they're proposing to do here with their application. So it's not even a dispute.
Anything else to add, gentlemen?
Well, I would liken it into this. They go out there and they see all this land and they say, gee, that's great. And we'll go and we'll take whatever we want. It's kind of like a man going into an all-you-can-eat restaurant, you know, and he's going to gorge himself, doesn't he? It's all there before him. We're going to keep eating. Well, what we're saying is, no, this is not an all-you-can-eat restaurant. There's somebody else's land here. You've got an opportunity not to take that land. Or if you're going to take less. And they haven't put anything before this body that would justify them taking more.
Are there questions from the commission? All right, seeing none, gentlemen, thank you for your input.
Thank you.
I'm going to give the applicant a couple minutes here to quickly summarize or rebut, and then we're going to take it to a vote. Please. Let's make this brief if we could. Do you hereby swear the testimony you'll give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you, God? Please state your names for the record.
I'm Jeffrey Cowan, the dam engineer.
you heard it as you said it, right?
Stephen Kuntz, KUNTZ, on the roadway design engineer.
Thank you. Gentlemen, what can you add to this to help the commissioner's path forward?
I guess I would just, Kim mentioned before, there's a widening associated with this roadway project from 2 to 4 lanes. Because of the existing roadway configuration, the principal spillway is what's being extended and causing the impacts to the jurisdictional waters. The emergency spillway right now today overtops in approximately the 10-year design storm. As part of this project, we're not only widening the road to 4 lanes, we're also changing the grade and raising the road about 15 feet and putting a bridge in over the emergency spillway. So the extension of the principal box, the double box culvert, is what's causing the impact. That's so that we can maintain flow through the dam as it is today. Because of the change in grade of about 15 feet, that causes the dam embankment to be widened and extended, which is what causes the principal spillway to be extended as well.
Right, and just to elaborate on the alternatives, we did look at several, as Mr. Antigone said. We had two basic options. One was an armored chute spillway right down the toe of the new dam as it got pushed out. It would have to have been armored with articulated concrete blocks. That's the cable stay blocks. You may have seen them. to protect the spillway. It would have been on a steep slope running right past the toe of the dam. The other option, which is more in accordance with design criteria we were using, which was put forth by the Natural Resources Conservation Service, formerly the Soil Conservation Service, was to relocate the emergency spillway or auxiliary spillway further away from the dam to get the area that would be subject to erosion well away from the dam. And that's the option we took that is less expensive. And we had a meeting with the Division of Dam Safety to present these options. And once we went through the options and looked at the criteria and explained it to the regional engineer who approved our permit, basically he agreed and he preferred the option that took the spillway further away from the dam slash roadway embankment to basically protect that embankment from erosion. So that's how we arrived at the option that does, as Mr. Antigone says, does impact his property more. But it was the preferred option from the Dam Safety Division of Dam Safety.
Any questions from the commission? Mr. Tankard.
When you say impact his property, what do you envision there?
Well, we were putting an easement on his property. Our spillway will discharge onto his property in an existing swale or drainage way.
Mm-hmm. There, as part of this project, we have to acquire approximately 2.6 acres of permanent easement for the drainage coming out of the spillway across Mr. Antigone's property. That's going to be appraised and negotiated through typical VDOT processes, and then VDOT will pay the cost of those easements. In addition, we have about 4/10 of an acre of utility impacts that are partially relocated to the dam, but for a water line relocation. Right now, there's a water line that runs across the dam that's being relocated around the dam. So all told, there's just under 3 acres of easement that is going to be acquired from Mr. Antigone's property.
Any other questions from the commission?
I have a follow-up question.
Please, Mr. Packard.
The erosion that you fear, what will that look like? I mean, is that, I see a rocky.
There's actually an aerial you had before. I could maybe kind of explain the aerial that. This is the location of the existing overland auxiliary spillway now. This is the drop inlet principal spillway. So storms greater than a 10-year event will come through, cross Route 606, and this crest of this spillway is about right here. And then it discharges this way towards the dam. This is the current situation. You can see evidence of erosion that's already been occurring. Now, this doesn't happen frequently, and it may have only happened once or twice over the life of the dam. I'm suspecting this dam originally was constructed before Hurricane Agnes, which is probably the storm of record in our area of Northern Virginia. And I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that erosion, that head cutting, occurred then.
Right.
So as you can see, we're pushing this road embankment this way. If we left the spillway where it was, it would even impinge more on the fill, which is why we had to either, if we kept it in this location, we would have to create an armored chute spillway. Or if we redirected the spillway out in this direction, to keep an overland spillway and prevent any head cutting that, like this, that from working its way back towards the dam. We were also building a concrete cutoff barrier at the crest of our spillway to keep that type of head cutting from migrating back towards the dam. And that's the option we presented to the Division of Dam Safety, which they selected. But again, it does impact more of Mr. Antigone's property and would require an easement.
Any other questions from the commission? Is there anybody else in the public? I'm sorry, Mr. Erskine.
I just had a question about some of those alternatives that were highlighted. You say the Office of Dam Safety preferred this option as opposed to the other ones. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Is there anyone else in the public wish to be heard on this matter, either pro or con? When public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action. Any discussion?
I'll begin.
Mr. Tankard.
I certainly sympathize with Mr. Antigone. I mean, no one likes to have to give up part of their rights of their land, et cetera. However, Mr. Antigone, I suspect, bought this piece of property or invested in this piece of property knowing that the airport was there, a dam was there, and a road was there. And so I suspect investing in this neighborhood, one might suspect that there could be erosion problems like we see in the picture here, that if the road was to be expanded, there may be some rights taken, something that would have to happen if there was a road increase in road size. So I kind of see that the environmental improvement of the current design before us is superior to having to mitigate for his property rights at the end of the day. So in my mind, I would move to approve, but I would wait to hear if there's any other discussion with regard to the applicant.
Mr. Erskine.
Well, I mean, as far as what this board has jurisdiction over, I certainly appreciate that this is a more viable alternative, and I would agree with Mr. Tankard that it seems reasonable as presented, and I would be in favor of the project as well. And so make a motion as such to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Erskine to accept staff recommendation and a second by Mr. Tankard. Is there any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? The chair votes aye as well. The application is approved. Tell you what, let's break for lunch here and return at 12:30. Or, yeah. Wow, I lost an hour. Let's break for lunch and return in an hour, whenever that hour may be up. 1:30.